This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Okay, ladies, so there's an alternative to ugly Christmas sweaters. How about an ugly Christmas dress? Target has launched a line of ugly Christmas dresses for under $40. You can be the hit of any holiday gathering. There are 13 styles to choose from, including the candy cane striped dress, the gingerbread house dress, the elf dress with tutu, and the snowman dress. New survey says the winter blues are real. We've known that. Lots of people are affected. 57% of us say we've experienced the winter blues. And when asked how they usually feel in the winter, 39% say bored, 24% say miserable. The survey found the average American will complain about winter to themselves for about 5 times every day during the season. A reminder, it's not even winter yet. Top 5 complaints about the winter months: difficulty waking up, having to dress in layers, dry skin, runny noses, and cold hands and feet. Just in case you're keeping count, and I am, spring is 85 days away. Health officials, it seems, have a new public enemy, and it's French fries. They're describing them as starch bombs and suggest that potatoes rank near the bottom of healthy vegetables, then dipping them in oil and covering them in salt makes them even worse. They say if you're going to eat fries, limit your portion to just 6. 6. That's all you get. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Guy from Pennsylvania has been reunited with his long-lost wallet after it fell out of his pocket while he was riding a roller coaster 4 years ago. John Anson and family were visiting Hershey Park 2014 when he lost his wallet on the Sky Rush roller coaster. Attempts to find it were fruitless, and he assumed it was just gone forever. Since then, his family has made a running joke of it, and they pretend to search for the wallet every time they visit the theme park. Recently, Anson received a phone call from Hershey Park to let him know the maintenance crew found the wallet when they were working on the coaster. That was surprise number one. Surprise number two is when he got it back and found everything still in the wallet: ID, credit cards, gift cards, cash, some other items. How about that worker that found the wallet and turned it over? That restores my faith in humanity. Just think of all the things that are probably found around roller coasters. Must be hats and wallets and loose change and rings and keys. And a couple of people in Honolulu are suing the Hawaiian Snacks Company after they found out the snacks aren't made in Hawaii. In fact, the fine print says they're made in Washington State. But that's not stopping the customers who claim they were misled by the marketing and want monetary damages for false and deceptive advertising. Somebody want to tell them about Hawaiian pizza? South Haven History Club is helping out with your holiday gift wrapping this year. Both Saturday, December 15th and Saturday, December 22nd at the South Haven Memorial Library on Broadway downtown. They say the service is provided for free, but donations are requested as it's a fundraiser to benefit the South Haven History Club kids' competition costs. Don't get wrapped up in holiday gift wrapping stress. The History Club is providing some relief at the South Haven Memorial Library, Saturday the 15th and Saturday the 22nd. By the way, they'll be there afternoons on both those Saturdays. Knucklehead News out of Colorado. This was kind of a head-scratcher for me. Tiny farming town of Severance, Colorado, where it's been illegal to throw a snowball at a person or animal for the last 90 years. Until this month. A 9-year-old resident petitioned the city council to remove the ban and allow him to be the first person to throw a snowball. The council agreed. saying kids today need an excuse to go out and play. But, of course, the Daily Buzz on Cozy. You see something I should talk about? Get it to me, Paul, at WCSY.com by email. That's probably easiest. Facebook and Twitter message, that'll work. You can drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven as well, right across from McFadden's. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz are at WCSY.com, our website, Facebook, and great podcasting outlets like TuneIn, Stitcher, Podcast Republic, and iTunes. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present time. Paul Ann Decker, we'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.